Tom Tillis.
Look, I've had problems with Chair Powell, but at the end of the day, I respect him and I respect the independence of the Fed.
Tillis has announced he will not run for re-election after breaking with President Trump and voting against his big tax and spending bill earlier this month. Federal law says the Fed chair can only be dismissed for cause. The president is again blasting his own supporters who are demanding the release of all the files pertaining to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
Attorney General Pam Bondi has sparked criticism with her statements about whether there's a client list in the Jeffrey Epstein case. Bondi's statements essentially signaled the case is closed, and that has sparked backlash, even from some Republicans. President Trump first blames Democrats.
It's started by Democrats.
Then he widens the blame.
It's all been a big hoax. It's perpetrated by the Democrats, and some stupid Republicans and foolish Republicans fall into the net.
The president added the attorney general can release, as he put it, whatever's credible. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The cause of Sunday's deadly fire at an assisted living facility in Fall River, Massachusetts, is still unknown, but Fire Chief Jeffrey Bacon is sure it was accidental. He says the first units on the scene faced tough choices.
A chaotic scene. They describe seeing faces in windows. Sorry. And having to decide who they need to rescue.
Nine people were killed. It was the deadliest fire in Massachusetts in 41 years. Six firefighters were injured. A key party is leaving Israel's government.
The ultra-Orthodox Shaz party says it's quitting Prime Minister Netanyahu's government. Shaz has been pushing the coalition government to bring in a bill to grant wide military draft exemptions to its constituents. A second ultra-Orthodox party quit yesterday over the same issue. This leaves Netanyahu weakened but not threatened, as Shaz said it won't try to topple the now minority government. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Stocks finished the day higher, the Dow up more than 200 points, NASDAQ up 47. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tome Olson with a quick news update. So far, there are no plans for the site of the old YMCA building on Lake Avenue. Demolition started months ago after the property was deemed blighted. It's now just a pile of rubble there. The Racine County Eye reports that as of right now, there's no specific plan for what will go in that spot. It's costing the city $1 million to have the building bulldozed, the property graded, and prepped for future development. Meanwhile, Racine police and activists are calling for an end to the violence after two deadly shootings in just 5 days. 37-year-old Shayla Davis Bell was killed early yesterday on 11th Street, caught in the crossfire between two groups. Her family told Fox 6 she was out with her best friend when shots rang out. There was a vigil last night to honor her. Police are asking for tips and cell phone video, saying surveillance hasn't helped. Violence interrupters are also urging residents to seek out their support services. Racine Police Chief Alexander Ramirez says the city has seen 47 shots fired incidents so far this year. That's slightly down from 55 at the same time last year. The investigation into the death of a 52-year-old man last Friday during an apparent burglary on St. Patrick Street is also ongoing. And it's Country Thunder time. Campers are arriving to Kenosha County today. The annual music festival starts tomorrow in Twin Lakes. There are the usual reminders. There are traffic impacts and other temporary changes. Over the 4 days, up to 100,000 people will fill the Shadow Hill Ranch for the concerts, with thousands of them camping in the temporary campgrounds. And that's news from WRJN. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
National League gets the victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the All-Star game ended in a win for the National League. The NL jumped out to a 6-0 lead. The American League came back down 6-4 in the ninth to tie the game up. And so for the first time, they had a swing-off, a mini home run derby. And the Phillies' Kyle Schwarber responded, going 3-for-3 home runs on Fox Sports.
Swing-off.
Later. Later, Schwarber named the game's MVP. Brewers rookie Jacob Mizorowski, the Miz, pitched in the eighth inning, allowing just one hit and retiring three other batters. And Milwaukee's Trevor McGill also making an appearance, retiring the batter he faced to end the seventh inning. NBA, the Bucks wrapping up their summer league schedule in Las Vegas. They'll take on the Chicago Bulls. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
Tornado watch has been issued and lasts until 6 o'clock tonight. A few tornadoes are possible, scattered damaging wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour, and large hail. Alongside heavy, soaking rainfall, flash floods are possible. Stay safe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 85 degrees.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. So what are the most mispronounced words? This is what the internet had to say. Etc. instead of etc. Supposedly instead of supposedly. Nuclear instead of nuclear. Espresso instead of espresso. and pitcher instead of picture. Those are just a few. One of mine that I don't like, anyways, instead of anyway. Here's the Foundations. This is Build Me Up Buttercup on WRJN.
Why do you build me up? Build me up buttercup, baby. Just to let me down.
To Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits.
Won't need bright lights, no, no, we won't.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. How'd you like to win some Brewers tickets? We have a chance for you. All you need to do is go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. There, you can register to win a four-pack of club seats to see the Brewers play the Marlins. That'll be on Friday, January 25th. Now, you can register every day, but the deadline is this Friday. So what do you have? Today, tomorrow, and Friday. That's it. Just go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and good luck.
Today's big deal of the day, Lee's Deli. Feast like a champ with signature subs like the Godfather, the Hen House, or today's special, the Reuben and Fries. It's a meal fit for a king, made with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Discover why they've been voted best ever seen year after year. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 Lee's Deli gift cards for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Looking to move your body, free your mind, and find your people? Come to Studio OXO, where strength meets artistry. Racine's finest dance studio for adults and teens. Located at 4060 North Main Street, Studio OXO offers classes, workshops, and events for movers age 16 and up. Whether you're a beginner or seasoned dancer, their inclusive, supportive space is here to help you gain confidence and connect to the power of movement. Visit Studio OXO Facebook page to book your class today. Studio OXO. Move boldly. Dance freely.
Summer is here to stay, so make sure that you are cool all season long and phone Building Water, Heating, and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in tip-top shape all summer long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001, or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Be part of history and buy a brick in the new Champions Plaza at Horlick Athletic Field. The Racine Raiders have teamed up with the City of Racine Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department to add special plazas inside the main gates at Horlick Field. Get your brick to honor your school, team, or a friend or loved one today. Visit RacineRaiders.com for information.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com.
WRJN. Up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face,
up on the roof,
I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. In the street,
on the roof.
On the keep a telling you right smack dab in the middle of town. I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof.
From 1962, it's the Drifters and Up on the Roof on WRJN. There's some Hall of Famers right there. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1988.
I'm
Timeless Hits, WRJN. No time for a full countdown. Don't worry. Tune in Saturday mornings at 8:30 and again at 9:30 for Rick Johnson's Capsule Countdown. It's a one-minute blast of timeless hits tied to a theme, a year, or a moment in music history. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman. Racine police are continuing their investigation into separate shootings that have claimed the lives of two people since Friday. A 37-year-old woman was killed early yesterday on 11th Street, caught in apparent crossfire between two people or groups. And last Friday, a 52-year-old man was killed during an apparent burglary on St. Patrick Street. Police are asking for tips and even cell phone video. A power outage in Milwaukee over the weekend had an unusual culprit, a stray Mylar balloon, those shiny metal stars and hearts. Because they're coated with metal, Mylar balloons can cause short circuits and knock out power, like they did for a couple thousand folks in southeast Milwaukee on Sunday. State Senator Tim Carpenter and other lawmakers are backing a bill that would fine anyone releasing 10 or more Mylar balloons, treating it like littering with a $500 penalty. The bill's new and waiting for a hearing in the legislature. And the campers start to pull into Kenosha County today. The annual Country Thunder Music Festival starts tomorrow in Twin Lakes, with the usual reminders going out about the traffic impacts and other temporary changes. Over the 4 days, up to 100,000 people will fill the Shadow Hill Ranch for the concerts, with thousands of them camping in the temporary campgrounds. At last year's festival, there were 24 arrests and 100 citations issued by the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. Arrests included charges like disorderly conduct, resisting an officer, battery, and underage alcohol violations. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Shali Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Tornado watch has been issued and lasts until 6 o'clock tonight. A few tornadoes are possible, scattered damaging wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour, and large hail. Alongside heavy, soaking rainfall, flash floods are possible. Stay safe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 85 degrees.
Well,
Timeless Hits, WRJN.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Diane, I hear your music. Diane Carlson is Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine Arts community.
Well, this is Buzz About Music. There's so many great summer concerts happening all the time. I wanted to do another roundup because I know it's a lot to keep track of. So here we go. On Thursday at noon is an indoor option. Music and More is a free one-hour concert. Packs so much talent into lunchtime over at First Presbyterian Church downtown. This week, they are featuring Brent Mitchell. He does vocals and guitar. Anna, it's a lovely name, but I'm sure I'm not going to pronounce it correctly. Kajovich Frodel. She's on the piano. And Walking Birds Duo. They're going to be both vocals and piano. And if you haven't been, or whether you already know, First Presbyterian is just an amazing place to particularly appreciate piano music. So this could be a really extra good one with two pianists featured. Thursday night kicks off in Waterford. At 6:30, it's another Waterford Rhythms concert featuring Breaking Cadence. Now, they specialize in party rock and music from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
That sounds like fun.
It does. Don't miss Echo Park in Burlington on Friday night. The Kiwanis Civic Band takes us on a road trip. They'll be traveling the country with music selections in this concert, and they're offering a prize for the audience member who traveled the farthest to join them. Music on the Monument is at Monument Square in downtown Racine on Friday afternoon from 4:30 to 7:30. This week, it's Evening Breeze playing the blues. And you can always start your afternoon at both the Artist Gallery or at Racine Art Museum. If you can't make it there, just be sure and walk by the Art Museum and enjoy their Lowrider exhibit on the 5th Street window.
Okay.
Saturday, there's another reason to be in downtown Racine when Saturday Sounds on the Square. They have with classic rock with Rust Belt. That's at Monument Square. And a reminder, while you're downtown, the kites are out, so check out our public art project. Sunday, one more free concert. The Racine Concert Band is at their new home, Rotary Park, on the Festival Hall grounds. They perform at 7, rain or shine. If it does rain, they just can head inside. This week, they're joined by one of Racine's favorite vocalists, Jeannie Hatfield, and also with the clarinetist Jacob Wolf. Whew, always a lot to get through. We love our local bands and outdoor concerts, and you can check out our website, racineartscouncil.org, for all of these and much more happenings.
I think you just filled my calendar.
Sounds good.
All right, there she is, Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
You got a smile so bright. You know. You know you could have been some perfect.
She ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what the mama saw, it was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, ain't the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Come and take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
seeing me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Head over to our website, WRJN.com. We're having a little fun there with our weekly poll question. Nothing heavy, just looking for some opinions with a fun twist. The feature is called You're the Judge, and you can check it out at WRJN.com. This week's question is, who was your favorite Brewers All-Star? It's all sponsored by Hog Lawyers, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644.
WRJN is your official information destination for the Kenosha AMC homecoming. After three long years, it's back. A week-long celebration of Kenosha's iconic automotive legacy. It all starts Tuesday, July 22nd at 4 p.m. with the opening cruise-in at the Danish Brotherhood Lodge on Sheridan Road. Then, all week long, get your fill of classic car excitement. High-speed thrills with AMC racing. A special evening cruise-in at the original AMC factory site. The Friday night parade and downtown block party. A massive swap meet full of vintage finds. And it all wraps up with the world's largest AMC car show at Kennedy Park. Stay tuned to WRJN for a daily listing of can't-miss events. Powered by Scoop's Ice Cream and Candy, keeping Kenosha in the summer spirit. Anaya's Auto Repair. Diagnose it, fix it, done. And the brand new station on 6th, where good times are always on duty. Local news and timeless hits for your timeless ride. WRJN.
For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been all about making mouth-watering pizza. Now back from a well-earned summer break, they're recharged and ready to serve up all your favorites. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and sandwiches that make summer special. July's pizza of the month is here, the Chicken Bacon Ranch, featuring a creamy ranch base, tender all-white meat chicken, crispy bacon, and melted mozzarella. This pizza is a true summer sensation. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, nine lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Are you or a loved one facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free and confidential support 24/7. Powered by 211 Wisconsin, local trained specialists can help connect you with local service providers for treatment, peer support, harm reduction tools, and more. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211 or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
We'll be right back.
98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Then, I think we need to talk about last night's All-Star game a little bit. We'll do it coming up after the news at 4 on WRJN.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. JoJo left his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grass. Get back to where you once belonged. Get back to where you once belonged. Get back, JoJo.
J.N.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump has been going back and forth on whether he will fire Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
President Trump has long complained the Fed Chairman has been too slow to lower interest rates, but will he fire Jerome Powell?
So he's doing a lousy job, but no, I'm not talking about that.
But just moments later.
I don't rule out anything, but I think it's highly unlikely.
Unless he said there's fraud, citing cost overruns in the renovation of the Fed's headquarters. He also said he did discuss Powell's future with members of Congress.
I said, what do you think? Almost everyone.